Thank you, Joshua. Joshua with I wonder if you could shed some light on a situation that's been at times very challenging, sometimes very sad, sometimes very perplexing over the last 12 years. It has to do with our oldest daughter. As a child, she was very sensitive, very light, very angelic. In her 20s, she worked as an artist, illustrating books, massage therapist, and a yoga teacher. About 12 years ago, she discovered a large tumor in her abdominal walls. She needed to have a big surgery, remove it, and ever since then, it threw her whole system out of balance. It affects her kidneys and her liver, her joints, and she became more hypersensitive to environmental toxins and EMFs, electromagnetic energies that are only increasing. So much so that 2 years ago, she had to move with her husband to a piece of property near where we are. And she lives in a small natural building with an earthen floor. She can never leave the property. She cannot be around cell phones or technology of any kind. I visit her every week or two. When I see her, she never complains. She can't do almost anything. She can't do her art, and it feels like she has tried to then develop her spiritual self. She's completely isolated. She cannot leave, and people don't really come to see her. It's been for me to find my relationship to that, of course, and in one sense to keep my own purpose and aliveness intact and support her in ways that I feel called to. But I guess I do wonder what her soul chose for that kind of life. And also my relationship to that.
Okay. So first of all, it's very difficult for parents to watch their children suffer. It's a very deep instinct in the parent to want to save their child and even prevent it from anything harmful happening. So, but it's also important that the lightest part of you recognizes that this parental instinct has also some blind spots to it, some your daughter is going through a deep experience, and part of the isolation that she experiences is what she is looking for, There's something she wants to rediscover in herself. It has to do with the sensitivity and she has to make a decision for herself if she really wants to be here. And the body is responding to certain doubts and beliefs she has on the inside. And it's really up to her, it's her journey. So I'd like to invite you now to connect on the soul level with your daughter, not as your daughter anymore, but from soul to soul. To, for a moment, let go of the pain that you feel and to really sense her soul's energy and what she's trying to do. Can you look at this from your heart and your third eye without wanting to save her or to do anything?
Yes, I've always felt that she has great depth and wisdom.
Mm-hmm. And from that level of depth and wisdom, if you ask her what is the purpose of your journey right now, can you receive an answer? Does she tell you anything?
I don't understand it, but it was helpful when you said there was a real purpose in her being really mostly just with herself right now. She's told me that she knows that she's not here to accomplish anything outwardly, because she cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So all she can do is to develop her inner spiritual being. I find comfort in that. And knowing that she knows that.
Part of her soul is angry with the earth experience, and this anger is not just from this life, and she's trying to come to terms with this. And in that sense, what she's going through is similar to the issue we're discussing today. And you as a mother are challenged to step back. In the sense of not becoming emotionally overwhelmed by what you see happening, and to really hold on to your own sense of trust and faith that there's meaning to it. And to also stay focused on what brings you joy and inspiration. To take care of yourself. Yeah.
This is mostly what I feel like doing.
Yeah. Yes. That's
not that I can't feel sad, but I feel mostly I've been called to focus on my life.
Yes, yes.
And that's the best I can do for her.
Yeah, right, yes. Yes. Yeah.
And like you said, there is the mother in me.
Yes. Yes, motherhood is a very challenging experience. First, the child is completely dependent on you, and you take care of it, you have to take care of it. And later on, you have to almost fully let go of it, in the sense that you have to let go of the mother instincts and truly make space for the soul, the independent being that wants to follow its own journey. Yeah.
And mothering has been particularly important to me because I lost my mother when I was 5. And I have been blessed to mother 4 children and to experience a lot of challenges, including learning how to let them go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a little more challenging when one of them has not been able to be independent.
Sure, yes, yes. Yeah.
But I never.
Yeah.
Being an angel sounds pretty good, but here I
am. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Okay. Someone else? Yes?
It was about 15 years ago. I had a burnout, I believe. And I was in my bed for 2 years. And then slowly I got better. But I still can remember my dreams. And also, when I step into the outside world, it feels like there's a mirror or a window between me and the other. And it's very confusing because my mind gets very chaotic and chaos in my mind. And also, when I start to meditate sometimes and I focus on some subject, I get a little bit dizzy and in between two worlds where it's hard to cope with.
Okay. It's very important to be more grounded. There's something going on in your mind which sometimes makes you feel foggy or not completely there. But you are challenged or invited to be completely there, not mentally, but with all of your being. And in a way, the burnout, it made you sick, but there's a potential there for transformation and getting out of your head more. And also reconnecting to your abdomen and the fire inside your abdomen. A part of you is afraid of that. Is that, do you recognize that?
Yes.
And if you focus on this kind of this window or glass that is between you and the outside world, what is inside this window, this glass? What energy is there?
It's like metal. It's glass.
So is it a barrier or is it something protecting you?
No, it's a barrier, and I feel everything, but I cannot speak and communicate.
Mm-hmm. So this barrier has to do with a belief you have that you have to be good, that you have to be a good and responsible person, that you have to do things in the right way, something very responsible and sometimes perfectionist. And but the burnout showed you that this doesn't work. You have to allow your more basic passion and instincts to join with you. And then you cannot be this good and responsible person anymore, but you can be more of yourself. And is it possible for you to connect with your abdomen and feel the fire inside of it, the desire to live and express yourself?
It's far away.
Mm-hmm. It's helpful to do some kind of body work or connect more deeply with the body, because this there's energy there that wants to become more alive, and it's especially energy not inside the head but in your body. When I, Pamela, see this glass window, I see it mostly in front of here, your head and here, like not down to the, yeah. So it's like the burnout is that made it impossible to go back to this way of relating to the world from the level of the mind and having some control also with this perfectionist and responsible way. And so there's another part that wants to break free, but this maybe the forbidden female is something of a taboo on this. And I get the impression that you can get access to it by connecting more deeply to your body somehow in a way that you feel good with. Yeah, is that...
Yeah, I know, I try a long time already.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time will tell me, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I do... it's also something to do with anger, allowing anger to be there. Yeah, not to feel that you always have to justify your anger, just to be angry. yeah, which doesn't mean to be angry with someone or to express, but to allow the emotional flow to be there. So I'll do one more question and then we'll have a break. Okay.
Ooh, my heart's really pounding. It's related to what Annemie just said, but I just want to keep the question open. What is most relevant for me now to know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you feel inspired?
In general,
yeah, in your life, like, do you feel connected with the flow of inspiration inside?
No, I don't. I have a lack of creativity. I guess. Sexuality.
The what?
Sexuality and creativity. It's not flowing.
There's a kind of pent up anger inside of you, but you're afraid to look at it because it's scary. Because anger that has been pent up is like it seems ugly and unreasonable. But inside that anger is a woman who feels very strongly that her boundaries were disrespected, and she feels so angry that she could kill someone. That's how she feels. And it's important to get in touch with that energy. Can you feel it, or?
Yes, I can see her and feel her, yes.
There's also an experience there, which is related to experience to being a woman and sexuality. There was a past life in which you were really proud to be a woman, and you felt also in touch with your sensuality, with and proud of your body, but not in a ego-based way. You just felt okay with your female body. And you were a kind of performer, something with dancing and other, but because you felt at ease with your body, and some people thought this was provocative, and later on you experienced that men approached you. And there was an experience of abuse there. They attacked you, and they sexually abused you. And at first you were very angry. And you were fighting, but they were with like three or four men. And then you almost left your body. You dissociated, and it was like you were looking at the situation from a distance. And after this horrible experience, it was very difficult to re-enter your body fully. And this experience is still on the soul level, and it's still haunting you, or still this needs to be integrated. And the anger is kind of the entry point. If you can get in touch with it, it can help you to become more fully present in your body, and also feel good as a woman, and feel inspired, and on all levels. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Do you think it's possible to connect with this anger, but even maybe not now, but just do you have a feeling that you can work with this? Yeah, it can be powerful in my experience to connect with a past life if this story resonates with you, and to really, because she is in at some level still alive.
I see the story.
Yeah.
Maybe I should connect with her in that situation.
Yes, and then be with her and
or help her to re-enter her body.
Yeah. And yes, when you revisit a past life, and then you connect with the emotions inside her, which were very intense, but you don't have to literally relive it, but you are going there as a guide in a way, and to help and offer light. And as you do so, you may also receive information or images about why this happened and who was doing this to you, what was in their minds, and because there's always a story behind it. And so the past life information ultimately gives you information about the now and the relation between also between masculine and feminine inside. Yeah. Okay. I feel that because I feel there's a lot of a whole story behind it. But it's I cannot.
The story behind it is relevant for this life.
At least when you know a little bit about the past life stories, you can make sense of what you're feeling right now. That's helpful. It doesn't completely solve the issue, but what I feel is that in this life you were attacked and violated by men, but there I feel somehow very far back there's also been a lifetime in which you were a woman, and in which you were more in a position of power, and that you also work that the roles were a little bit reversed, that you did something to men. that there's a kind of offender victims thing there, but it's really important to take it step by step in the experience that I channeled. The emotions of the victim, so to speak, have to be truly taken seriously. The anger and everything has to be acknowledged. Okay, is that... Mm.